This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Russet, R-U-S-S-E-T. Last name is Klasner, K-L-A-S-N-E-R. Date of birth is 5-4-1950. Date of evaluation 6-16-2023. HPI history page. Complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, comma anxiety, comma history of OCD and possible bipolar disorder, history of present illness. This is a 73 years old female who was readmitted to this facility on 6-11-2023 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient's chart indicates a history of fall and fracture of right hip, unspecified atrial flutter, congestive heart failure, COPD, morbid obesity, history of muscle weakness, difficulty walking, hypothyroidism, major depression, Parkinson's disease, chronic pain, ASHD, spinal stenosis, urinary incontinence, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, patient reports increased anxiety and attributes that to her physical limitations and pain. She was fixated on not getting enough Ativan, which was prescribed to her by her psychiatrist at Cruz Clinic. Period. She also thought they took her off clomipramine and wasn't sure why she was taken off clomipramine, which has helped with her anxiety and OCD type symptoms. Patient reports that she's under care of psychiatrist Dr. Stelson, S-T-E-L-S-O-N, at Cruz, C-R-U-Z Clinic. Period. Patient's chart indicates that she was previously seen by a PA from our service in this facility on December 29, 2022. She was able to go home at that time, and psychiatrically she was fairly stable. Period. Patient denied any thoughts of harm to self or others. Period. She denied any paranoia, delusional thinking, but reports increased anxiety and having difficulty using her coping skills. Next paragraph, review of system, general physical limitations of pain. Eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-repulsory, musculoskeletal, pain, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-repulsory. Next paragraph, prior psychiatric treatment, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Prior outpatient psychiatric treatment was helpful, yes. Number of prior hospitalizations, zero. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education. Highest grade, 1 year college, current occupation, retired financial advisor. Next paragraph, relationship, current relationship, widowed. Patient is married times two, number of children none. Next prior legal issues none reported. Next prior medical record lab, diagnostic test, collateral form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph under histories and habits. Under review of history and habits, common see medical and surgical history as reported in HPI. Check, save that information. Next paragraph, psychiatric mental status examination. Next paragraph, blood pressure 134 over 75, pulse 78, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general overweight female, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements. No abnormal movements, gait not tested, speech clear, mood anxious, affect broad, thought processes normal, associations normal, thought content, somatic preoccupation, perceptual disturbances none, level of consciousness alert, oriented, person with a normal place with normal time with a normal memory, intact for recent and remote events, attention, concentration with the normal limits, language normal, fund of knowledge normal, judgment and insight fair, under MSC common sleep and appetite a normal. Next paragraph, medications, under current medication MAR reviewed, number one, Pristiq 100 milligram once a day, number two, Ativan 1 milligram Q 12 hours, number three, gabapentin 300 milligrams every 12 hours. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate, F33.1 plans, continue, Pristiq, number two, obsessive compulsive disorder, unspecified, F42.9 plans, restart, clomipramine 25 milligram once a day, which she has taken for long time with good response. Number three, other specified anxiety disorder, F41.8, plans continue. Lorazepam, monitor for any interaction with the oxycodone with the Tylenol. Next paragraph. Under orders and next paragraph, under disposition, number one, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concern. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential side effects. Check that box. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 99305. Under supplemental benefits, check common side effects, risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SNRI, anxiolytic, and tricyclic antidepressants. Next paragraph, risk benefit statements. By comprehensive formulation of resident psychiatric condition and potential benefits of medication treatment outweighs the associated primary risks noted above. Check that box. Next paragraph, end of dictation.